you now know are your steps for a full soul alignment protocol. Who wants to go first? Meaning, okay. what do you do? So you understand my question?
Yes. Yep. So I'll go.
You want me to go, Barb?
Oh, you go.
You go, Barb.
you're better at this.
Oh, you think?
I know.
So what am I going to say, Mary, to her?
Barb is welcome to come first because she has the stuff as well as I do. It's in her. All
right. Right. See, we all have to channel Steve here, right?
Yes.
Do you know why I say that, Barb? When
he
I say
channel first.
Yes, exactly. I have to tell him that one of these days. Yes, mm-hmm. No, well, yes, definitely what Mary said. However, also, as with any pattern that we want to break and a new pattern that we want to install, when we come up against the resistance that is so obvious, if we're serious about wanting to change behavior, then we really should, as much as possible, go nosedive right into the resistance and do whatever is appropriate to dismantle it. And in the case of this, it would be for you to go first. So that's a strategy for both of you. When you want to change behavior, it's for you to notice which action or thought or imagining triggers the resistance. And if that resistance is going to be slowing you down or stopping you or getting in your way of the change, then you got to go right into the arms of it. You know what I mean?
Yep. All right, I will go first.
So twisting her arm now. Uh-huh. Okay, Bob, yeah. Go ahead.
All right, my process for my soul alignment is a couple of deep breaths and put down my grounding cord. Allow the a white light shell to surround me. Call on the blue light, the blue flame elixir, to pour down my front and up my back and down my sides and completely encompass me. To say my protection prayer, that only those guides who have my best interests at heart are to be allowed in through that shell, and all others who do not have my best interests at heart are to either leave or stay away. I sit in the center of my head and clean out all the crap and debris so that I can see clearly. I call my soul home and thank it and appreciate its presence in my life. And I call upon my spirit guides, ask them to come in, say my name, my age, where I am. May have to say that a couple of times. And await their appearance.
And is that your spirit guides, or is that the transmissions of grace? Or?
Oh, I'm sorry, my transmissions of grace.
Yeah, okay, great. Okay, sounds good to me. What do you think, Mary? Let's hear your, thank you, Barb.
Thank
you, gotta
you Barb.
You got to go see our honey.
Yep.
Now, the only thing with you, Barb, that I would make a tad bit of an adjustment is, yes, you do have the white light that surrounds you. However, you fill yourself up with light first so that whatever is ready to be released and cleansed and sent down the grounding cord that's going on within you, whether it's an energy of emotions or thoughts, but maybe it's physical sensations that you want to release and replace it with light. And that's just literally the ball of light above your head. And it starts to release a gentle but very radiant, dynamic stream of light coming through the top of your head and filling you up. And then while that's taking place, there's a section of that downpouring that forks over in the center of your chest on the inside, and it exits into the space around your body through that center of your chest. And that's where the bubble of light can also be created from.
Okay.
Okay, Mary dear, let's hear you go through your steps. And don't say ditto.
Oh, no.
I made enough errors, Mary, that you can't fix it.
Okay, so, Barb, let me tell you something.
Uh-oh.
Teacher's calling you out.
Yep.
It is now 11:14. You are, by, Pacific Standard Time, you are allowed to criticize yourself one more time. So let's have you come up with a really great self-criticism. It'll be right here on the tape, so you'll always be able to hear it whenever you needed to. You get one more left for the rest of this class. So think of a really good one, and then say it, and then we'll go on.
I have to say it right now?
Yeah.
Oh.
A real big whopper bully.
I don't know if my speech will resonate with you two and if it'll fit in 20 minutes.
Okay. Well, it's not too bad of a beat up, but we'll let you get by with that one. That's your quota, and that means that if we hear anything even remotely sounding like you depreciating yourself, putting yourself down in any way, anticipating a poor or a screw-up kind of Barb, Mary and I are both going to say bong. Okay?
Bong.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right? So those are our new ground rules for that particular topic. I think I have made my point, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so, Mary, what is your protocol, hon?
So, visioning the ball of light above my head and having that trickle down and then sending my grounding cord down and wrapping around my pink quartz and bringing up my confidence and clarity and sending down whatever the doubt or what's in front of me right now. And then having the blue flame surrounding me and adding the coconut shell of I cannot be penetrated in my bubble, and saying the prayer of asking for my highest good to be the catalyst for whatever situation I'm addressing, going into my center of head and sweeping up the cobwebs or the silly putty or whatever shows up so I can see clearly, calling my soul home and listening to the message for today, and bringing in the transmissions of grace and seeing the light surrounding or me or being enveloped in whatever sensation and sitting up straight because they're with me, supporting me.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Now, when you do your alignment, do you find that it's more effective for you to put down your grounding cord second but fill yourself up with light first?
Well, it's the filling, having it starting at the top. And then there's the physical of, okay, I'm going from the top to the bottom and then working the whole environment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would suggest that you practice both and see which one actually gives you a different feeling. Everybody is different, so I'm not saying you're doing anything wrong. I would like you to practice starting with the grounding cord and also with the cylinders of light at the base of the soles of your feet, and start breathing in the earth energy up your waist and then exhaling the debris down your grounding cord, and then add the light above your head, filling you up with light where the light mixes with the earth energy, so you're having a heaven and earth homogeneous kind of mixing things up, stirring things up, integrating.
Uh-huh.
Try that sometimes, and then try, you know, what you are already describing, and just see if there's a difference. I know for me that I would not be able to feel as grounded if I did the version that you're describing. And again, we are all very unique on this kind of stuff. So mm-hmm. just practice so you have a real reference point of difference for your own research for yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Now, Barb, when Mary was talking about the layer of coconut, is that I had given Mary an exercise because of some things that she was experiencing in her life where she needed an extra layer of barrier between her and the energies in her environment. And so just for your own reference, and it'll be here on tape, is that after the layer of the blue flame, there is another, like a layer of light that goes even beyond the blue flame. And that is then followed by yet another layer that's expanded way out that is like the crust of a coconut, where it's really thick and no energies can come in that you don't want to impact you. However, you are at all times very aware. Your own senses are not dulled or muted. You're still quite aware of what's going on in your environment, and you are still very adept and very able to interact and respond to whatever's going on in the environment. It's just that there is this additional thick barrier. And so you can try that from time to time if you feel the need. You know, like if you're having a troublesome conversation with somebody and you're finding that you're starting to not like the way you're feeling, you can immediately, in your mind's eye, just fit in your blue flame, then put another layer of light around you, and then another layer beyond that, which would look something like a hardened coconut shell, okay?
Mm-hmm. And at least it's tasty and smells nice.
Right. And it's good for you. Coconut is supposed to be like the magic everything these days.